Second-generation potato farmer Doug Gross shows how his farm plants potato seeds, which are actually 2-ounce pieces of potato.
We have a rich volcanic soil. We have a great climate with warm days and cool nights throughout the summer that are just work perfectly for potatoes. I don't think there's any doubt they are the best in the world.
Gross Farms is a mid-size operation that produces about 20 million kilograms of potatoes a year. About 10% will be sold fresh, while the other 90% will be made into French fries. While China is the second largest export market for Idaho's French fries, fresh potatoes are not allowed to be exported to China. Therefore, farmers like Rouse are increasingly eyeing the Chinese market for their agricultural products, often referred to as ag by the locals.
For us in Idaho, since we only have 1.5 million people that live here, much of our ag production has to be shipped elsewhere. So any market, especially the Chinese market, where it's a developing market, the middle income is rising, we see that as a great consumer.
To the surprise of many, computer chips are even bigger than potato chips here. Semiconductors and industrial equipment make up nearly 86% of Idaho's exports to China. Idaho Governor Butch Alder remarked on Chinese companies in his state.
I like to see Idaho companies stay Idaho companies, but as the governor of the state, I'm not going to do anything to interrupt those peaceful and equal negotiations between willing buyers and willing sellers. That's not my place. But it wouldn't surprise me that good aggressive Chinese companies or good aggressive companies in any country wouldn't be taking a look in.
Expanding cooperation at the local level is one of the subjects brought forward by Chinese Premier Li Keqiang when he met with the first delegation to China from the new U.S. Congress on Monday in Beijing. The Chinese Premier also said China is willing to work with the United States to make progress on a bilateral investment treaty. The U.S. delegation includes Senators Steve Daines, John A. Barroso, Rob Portman, John Neely Kennedy, and Congressman Chris Stewart and Brad Winstrup. Their first visit to Beijing comes just days after the meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Donald Trump in Florida, a meeting that set the tone for the progression of bilateral relations. The U.S. delegation said Congress will strengthen its relations with China and expects more lawmakers to visit China and contribute to mutually beneficial cooperation. For CRI, I'm Liu Mohan.